It's time to breathe easier this allergy season with Breathe Right Nasal Strips. With instant nasal congestion relief for up to 12 hours, you can spend your time on your terms, not on your noses. Stuffy nose from outdoor allergens? No problem. We got you. Allergy season just turned into stripping season. Instant relief from nasal congestion anytime, anywhere. Need more convincing? Click the banner below and get a free sample. Breathe Right. Get your strip on. Use as directed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, Monica Reinagle here with another episode of the Nutrition Diva podcast. Are you a regular coffee drinker? Do you ever worry that caffeine might be bad for your health? Well, there's no need to feel guilty about your little coffee habit. In fact, caffeine has been found to have a lot of positive health benefits, and despite what you may have heard, relatively few drawbacks. People who drink coffee every day have a significantly lower risk of diabetes, Parkinson's, colon cancer, gallstones, and Alzheimer's disease. Now, that may not all be due to the caffeine. Coffee contains a lot of volatile compounds and antioxidants that may have beneficial effects either by themselves or possibly in combination with caffeine. For example, drinking tea doesn't seem to reduce your risk of diabetes, even though tea contains caffeine. On the other hand, people who drink decaffeinated coffee do have a reduced risk, but decaf only seems to work about half as well as caffeinated coffee. Now, it is definitely the caffeine that protects against Parkinson's and Alzheimer's. Not only does caffeine stimulate the brain and the central nervous system, but it appears to protect it as well. Caffeine doesn't make you any smarter, but it does make you more alert, and it boosts your ability to concentrate, and that can make you a better test taker or a better driver. The benefits of caffeine start kicking in when you consume a cup of coffee or a couple of cups of black tea every day. The positive effects really start piling up when you drink 3 or 4 cups of coffee a day or the equivalent. And people who drink 7 or 8 cups a day might even get a little bit more benefit in terms of neuroprotection, but also have a higher risk of ill effects, such as jitters, agitation, or sleep disruption. Caffeine can also relieve headaches. In fact, the popular headache medicine Excedrin contains as much caffeine as a big cup of coffee. Headaches, especially tension-type headaches, are often accompanied by an increased blood flow to the brain, and this puts pressure on the nerves and causes pain. Caffeine is a vasoconstrictor, meaning that it constricts blood vessels, and this can relieve headache pain. In fact, adding caffeine to a pain reliever like Tylenol can increase the effectiveness by up to 40%. If you drink coffee, tea, or other caffeinated beverages regularly, stopping suddenly can also bring on a headache. In fact, it's hypothesized that caffeine withdrawal may contribute to post-operative pain because patients typically skip their regular morning cup of joe on the day of a surgery. And one study even found that adding just a bit of caffeine to the IV liquid for patients who are recovering from surgery made them quite a bit more comfortable. And it can also help people shake off the effects of anesthesia more quickly. Caffeine also enhances athletic performance. In fact, up until recently, caffeine was considered a performance-enhancing drug by the International Olympic Committee, and athletes had to keep their intake of caffeinated beverages fairly low to pass their drug screens. Unlike most performance-enhancing drugs, you can safely try this one at home. You could have a cup or two of coffee an hour before your next workout, and you may be able to go a bit faster, a bit stronger, or a bit longer. And this effect may be enhanced if you abstain from coffee for a week or two. Brock Armstrong of the Get Fit Guy podcast recently dedicated an episode to using caffeine to enhance your athletic performance. And you can find that a link in the show notes or look for the Get Fit Guy podcast wherever you listen.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
Hey, listen. Remember how you told me to toss those takeout containers before we left for vacation? And you were like, I'm serious. If that leaks over the counter, it'll be a slimy abomination by the time I get back. And I was like, yeah, of course. Don't worry about it. I won't forget. Well...
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed. Rinse after use if in contact with food surface.
If a friend asks how you're doing, and you say,
I'm okay.
When the truth is,
I don't want my problems to burden anyone.
Or you say,
hang it in there.
Because,
if I ask for help, they'll just think I'm weak.
Then this is your sign to call, text, or chat. 988 for free, confidential support. Anytime. You don't have to hide how you feel.
Now, many of the negative things that you've heard about caffeine are actually myths. Several of these I've debunked in previous shows. It's a myth, for example, that caffeine weakens your bones, as I explained in my episode on Diet for Healthy Bones. It's also a myth that caffeine consumption is linked to fibrocystic changes or benign lumps in the breast. Trial after trial has found no connection between caffeine or coffee consumption and breast lumps or fibrocystic breast disease. Women who suffer from breast pain and tenderness are often counseled to give up caffeine, and one small study found that 61% of women who cut out or cut down on caffeine did get an improvement in their symptoms. But this study didn't include any control group, and other researchers found that breast pain tends to resolve on its own after a few months, so it's impossible to say whether avoiding caffeine was responsible for the reduction of breast pain in this study. And as I explained in the dehydration myth episode, caffeinated beverages are not dehydrating. It's true that caffeine is a diuretic, meaning it makes you pee more, but the fluids in coffee and tea more than replace any extra fluid that you might lose due to the diuretic effect. And not only that, but if you drink coffee regularly, it loses its diuretic effects. Keep in mind, though, that caffeine pills don't contain any fluids, and therefore those could be dehydrating. And finally, you might have heard that caffeine or coffee is bad for your heart. Some studies have found that drinking unfiltered coffee, such as French press or percolated coffee, elevates cholesterol. And it appears to be volatile oils in the coffee rather than caffeine that affect cholesterol, and this only seems to affect men. However, coffee drinkers are no more likely to develop heart disease than non-coffee drinkers. Coffee can also cause a temporary increase in your blood pressure, but this is not thought to be a concern. And although caffeinated coffee can also temporarily increase your heart rate a bit, it does not cause irregular heartbeat. In fact, an as-yet unpublished study that was just presented at the 2020 meeting of the Heart Rhythm Society found that coffee consumption is actually associated with a lower risk of arrhythmias. There are some legitimate downsides of caffeine, but they are relatively minor. Some people find that caffeine makes them jittery, anxious, or disrupts their sleep. Now, how many cups of coffee it takes to make your hair stand on end, or how late in the day you can drink a cup of coffee without staring at the ceiling all night, are subject to a high degree of individual variation. People who are very sensitive to stimulants are usually more comfortable avoiding caffeine altogether. For everyone else, moderate consumption of caffeine appears to have a lot of benefits and limited disadvantages. Now, the alert listener will have noted that I have once again invoked the M word, moderation. And so here are your parameters for moderate caffeine consumption. National health advisory committees in the U.S., Canada, and Europe agree that 400 milligrams of caffeine per day is perfectly safe for most healthy people. That's the amount that you'd get in 2 to 3 cups of brewed coffee. I should point out, though, that some energy drinks have up to 300 milligrams per can. Large amounts of caffeine could negatively affect the growth and development of babies in the womb. And so women who are pregnant, who are planning to become pregnant, or breastfeeding are advised to limit their intake to 200 milligrams per day or less. Under normal circumstances, it takes about 5 hours for half of the caffeine you consume to be cleared from your system. And because caffeine can negatively affect sleep quality, you're well advised to avoid drinking caffeinated beverages within 5 to 8 hours of bedtime. There's really not a lot of data on the safe amount of caffeine for kids or adolescents. And this is especially a concern given the popularity of these high caffeine energy drinks. Some agencies have recommended that kids keep their caffeine intake well under 100 milligrams per day, which would be the amount in 2 cans of caffeinated soda. Other experts feel that even that might be unwise. Coffee is the primary source of caffeine in the American diet. Interestingly, it's also the primary source of antioxidants, and by a large margin. But varying amounts of caffeine are also found in black and green tea, soda, energy drinks, chocolate, as well as some over-the-counter pain relievers and dietary supplements. In the show notes for today's show, which are at quickanddirtytips.com, I've included a terrific infographic that was created by my friends at examine.com that shows you the amount of caffeine in just about every beverage you can imagine. So you can find that on our website. And I've also included links to all of those previous episodes that I mentioned today, as well as citations for some of the research that I discussed today. I hope you enjoyed today's show. Thanks to my editor, Beata Santora, my producer, Nathan Sems, my team at Macmillan Audio, including Emily Miller, Claire Freeman, Michelle Margulis, and Kathy Doyle. And most of all, thanks to you for listening. I'll see you next week.
There's a moment you realize you're ready for what's next in your career. Maybe it's when you're trying a new scone recipe and think, I could open a cafe. Or maybe you're helping a coworker and say, I could teach a course on this. Whatever your moment is, it's never too early to plan for a career that lives longer. That's why, the younger you are, the more you need AARP. For skills training, resume tips, and job listings, visit aarp.org/work.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.